You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action in Fairy House, the 7-race National Hunt card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
A very good morning, yes. Pretty good, Mark, thank you.
Good man. Are you well?
I am indeed, yes.
Good. Yeah. Good.
A bit colder than normal.
It is, isn't it? It's freezing.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Took the old dog out this morning, -5 on the old car thermometer.
Yeah.
And you had a bit of trouble as well, didn't you?
Well, a bit of freezing fog and nobody knows how to drive.
It's
one of those mornings. But, I think Fairy House is probably going to avoid the frost, but it's going to be heavy ground there, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, it's going to be gluey, isn't it? Yeah, very, very tiring for the horses there today. So, a bit of recent form and a bit of track form is what I've been concentrating on here today. I think those are the main ingredients.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 12:45, and we finish with a 3-mile beginner's chase. And Altipix is the even money favourite, but on the slide a little bit this morning, was 4-6 earlier on in the day, now even money. 7-4 for Corona Gold, who's been supported from 5-2. 7-1 for the King of Connemara. 28s for what's on the menu, and 33-1 are bigger prices for the other two. So interesting movements in the betting this morning, Andy. Do you echo those in your thoughts?
I do, actually, yeah. I think the market will sort of work itself together. Shade of odds on for Altipix in and around the 2-1 mark, Corona Gold. I think you'll probably see more 5-4, 11-08 on the off. And it's the one they're backing that I'm also interested in as well, in this seemingly duel between the two. I'm going to go with Corona Gold on the belief that I think this, even though it's a 3-mile race, I think this race might be run more to suit her, i.e. her 2.5 mile speed over Altipix, who's looked a little bit one-paced in his recent races, albeit he's running a reasonable standard of race of late. He finished third behind Pleasant Company and Monty's Meadow here the last day. He got readily left behind as the big two in the market left him quite readily behind off the home turn. But Corona Gold herself, she's been running into good company since she's been playing a trade-off offensive. She finished fourth behind Munksland and, of course, Roy de Franck, first time up down in Garran Park, showing up quite prominently for a 50-1 share on the day. And even Noble Endeavour, who finished third that day, has won over fences subsequently. She then took on the Grade 3 opponents at Navan on her next start. And even though she only finished sixth, she didn't get beat that far either. It was a decent run again over the similar track Nace last time out behind I'm All You Need. And Alan Fleming's charge is quite highly regarded. And, you know, you piece all those three runs together and it does make up into a quite interesting profile for David Kelly's 7-year-old. So it does look a match between the two. As I said, I don't think they're going to go particularly quick here, and that might just suit this horse in the latter stages.
On to race number two next. This is the 1:15, and this one is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. It's for horses rated 0-102. And Witness of Fashion heads the market at 7-2. It's 4-1 for De Glebe Star, who's been nibbled from 9-2 this morning. 6-1 for Sunsets to Rise. Corporate Box 8-1 into 13-2. It's 7-1 for Kalina House. Clondor Dude is 12s and 14s or bigger for the others. Some informed runners here, Andy, the likes of Witness of Fashion and De Glebe Star both won last time. Either of those two on the shortlist here?
No, you have to be there. No, Mark. Yeah, there's not a great deal of logical, obvious recent form to go on. That's the problem with these handicap chases over in Ireland. You often get something coming out of the woodwork, even though the glaringly obvious is staring you in your face. You think, well, why can't Witness of Fashion and De Glebe Star be prominent here again? I think they probably will, but like I say, it wouldn't surprise me if something came from left field and caused a bit of a shock. Witness of Fashion is just going to be the selection, on the basis that it's locally trained, and the horse arrives here off the back of a couple of wins at Downroyal and, of course, over the course here last time out, showing great tenacity and grit and will to win in the latter stages there. Looked like finishing probably third or fourth at best going down to the last, but Danny Mullins conjured up a really good run from this 10-year-old, and he outstayed two strongly fancied horses in Unique de Bercy and White Arm on the running. That was a 0-228. This is a good deal easier. And considering he was at the handicap that day, albeit only by a pound, it was a decent effort and a much better race. So I'm hopeful that even though the handicapper has given it £5 extra, that it might not prevent this horse from at least running its race and giving a half a chance of completing the hat-trick. The Glebe Star, as I mentioned, is the other one who comes here off the back of a win. That was over hurdles down in Limerick when it travelled really strongly from the front to pull readily clear and win by any amount in hand at the finish. Obviously, we've just got to rely on this horse doing it the same thing over fences, which is easier said than done, considering he's only actually hit the frame once in eight starts over the larger obstacles. So that's the only slight issue with him. You can give sort of chances to the likes of Sunset to Rise and the interesting first-time handicap debutant, Kalina House, who obviously is now in the right grade. But you're going to have to stick with a locally trained Witness of Fashion. It's that track form and the form on heavy ground that is the most persuasive issue coming into this race for me.
Winners of Fashion then, Frandy, in the 115. The 150 is the third race on the card. This one is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Asturia heads the market at 4-6, support from 4-5 this morning as well. 11-4 for Camaro Tricks, 12-1 for Side Saddle, 14s for Bally Brownie Ella. De Bennett is another one at 14-1 as well, and 16s are bigger for the others. Interesting market leader this one, Andy, the Willie Mullins newcomer, or new recruit from France, a mare that runs in the same colours as Hurricane Fly, and this isn't really the strongest of mares' maiden hurdles, so do you think she'll be up to making a winning debut for the yard?
It's quite conceivable she will be, Mark, yeah. I mean, it doesn't look a particularly strong race. We haven't got a great deal to go on unless you're up to speed with your form over in France, the likes of Poe and Anguillem, of course. Certainly connections of this William Mullins train, Astoria, have been, because obviously, as I say, they tend to buy a decent kind of horse, as we well know through the history. George Crichton's obviously been associated with the very, very best, including the champion hurdler Hurricane Fly. So it wouldn't surprise me if she was above average in this particular sphere. That said, at least she has got one viable strong opponent in the shape of Camaro Tricks to consider here. And at the prices this morning, 11-4, I'd probably just take a chance on Charles Burns' charge, causing a little bit of a mini upset. Certainly going to give us a decent run for our money anyway. It's no point me tipping a 4-6 shot that I don't know anything about. Whereas Camaro Tricks at least has run to a fair level on her two recent starts. And both of them have come at this track as well. And I did say at the start of the piece I'm going to be looking to be tipping horses who have run well here recently at Fairy House. And she was good enough to chase home, or to split two useful mares here. The last day, Mystique, of course, from the Gauntlet at Stable, had been knocking at the door of late. And Billy Billy, who'd won at Carlisle in a bumper prior to that run here the other day. And that was a good effort by Comrade Tricks. Prior to that, she'd won a bumper here herself, albeit in the dogged fashion rather than a spectacular fashion, from a horse called Peace in Milan. But if you put those two runs together, you'll see that, you know, she's a fairly reliable sort that at least has got a bit of experience over hurdles that will go on the ground, and she seems to stay well. So the combination of all those factors make Comrade Tricks a little bit of value for us there in the 150.
Comrade Tricks and Frandy there. The 225 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Space Cadet is the market leader this morning, 13-8 into 11-8 at the time of recording this. Burgess is 6-4. It's 7-2 for You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. 11-1 for Let's High Five. It is 28-1, our bigger prices for the others. The market only really considering two or three of these. Andy, what do you make of the 225?
Yeah, it does look between the three, doesn't it? Space Cadet is given his punters a little bit of a sort of like a mental battering of late. He's certainly got the ability to win this race. I wouldn't hold it against him either, those 3 seconds. You know, you could start to be very unforgiving, couldn't you? And think, well, there's this horse a bit of a twicer. But, you know, you've got to look at it in layman's terms and think, well, it's been up against, the name escapes me. Up for review, of course, his second favourite to win the Albert Bartlett. And then it was a bit of an odd race here the other day when second behind Appella Borgius, of course, who he'd finished in front of the time before. The field got rather stretched and it was all about track position, which was the key that day. I mean, the winner went off about 10 lengths ahead of the second place horse, which was the eventual winner. Then there was like 10 to 15 lengths back to the third. And when races become like that, it is very difficult to quantify what actually the actual form adds up to. You know, if you're giving horses 20, 25 lengths on heavy ground, then you know, the actual end product, the end result, it can be a little bit misleading. I certainly think this horse will run its race. It's gone well round the track before, and he's a worthy market leader. Obviously, we've got Borges in the race. Again, another horse from the Willie Mullins yard I don't know anything about, but the market signal suggests he's obviously very, very well fancied. And then you come on to my selection here. You ain't seen nothing yet, of course. The old famous Backman Turner Overdrive song, which Smashing Nice used to play out on the discs many, many times on their particular sketch show. And hopefully that this one won't be a laughing matter here for punters. Edward Hartey's horses are in fantastic form at the moment. And considering this horse was an unheralded 50-1 shot here the last time, it was a good run behind Hurry Henry from the Henry Bromant stable. And Fairly Illegal have both set a reasonable standard going into that race. But I do like the way this horse finished its race off. He just looks a nice type. He looks just typical Edward Hartey. He's going to improve as he goes along. He's very similar in many respects to the horse that I tipped before, Coney Island, who caught the eye twice before winning. So if you can get anything on each way about this horse, William Hill goes 7-2. I don't think he'll be too far away with that bet.
OK, on to the fifth race on the card next, the 3 o'clock. This one is a 2-mile handicap hurdle. Exit 7 heads the market, 9-2 from 5-1 this morning. 5-1 for Mr. Wabbit Man. Summer's King is 13-2, 15-2 for Court Gesture. Fanya and Lay is 10-1 with Aura Hall. 11s for Cool Craft and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. One of the more open races of the afternoon, Andy. What do you like in the 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm going to play with the straight bat here, Mark. Once again, I'm tipping a horse that ran well here over the course just prior to Christmas. And that selection is going to be Exit 7 from the Thomas McCourt stable. A horse that hasn't won a race in 19 starts. That's a little bit of a concern before we plough into this horse, but at least we can back him each way, and there's a good chance he will finish in the frame because he did here the last time behind a very, very tough and tenacious mare called Blazing West. Blazing West certainly wasn't winning out of turn. That was his second, actually I think that was a back-to-back victory if I remember rightly from Willie Austin's charge, and this horse came off second best, but there was a long gap back to the third. I do like the way this horse travelled in its race, and there was nothing wrong with its resolution in the finish of the day. Just, as I said, that Blazing West is a very, very tough horse to get by on the heavy ground, particularly over 2 miles. So I think that form is fairly useful. It's certainly the best form coming into this race. So round about 9-2, 5-1 this morning. Exit 7 looks the logical each-way choice in the 3 o'clock.
Exit 7 each way then for Andy in the 3 o'clock. The 3:35 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. Shanak is a well-backed favourite this morning, 7-4 into 6-4 at the time of recording this. 6-1 for Candle Island. Overtures is 8-1. 16s into 9s for CW. So a bit of money there. 9-1 for Teacher's Pet and easy to find. And 14s are bigger for the others. Interesting, Andy, a favourite that has obvious credentials in the shape of Shanak, but there's a bit of money there for CW this morning. So what do you make of the 3:35?
Yeah, well, I'm fairly hopeful that Shanak will replicate his victory here the other day. Again, another horse that's won at Fairy House recently. Just keeping to the same formulas, really, throughout the course of the afternoon. And I really love the way that Anthony Mullins, his 8-year-old, got the job done here over 2.5 miles on the 10th of January. He was a strong choice from yours truly. I put him up on the podcast off the back of a good run at Leopardstown the time before. And he didn't let us down with what can only be described as a smooth as silk performance. He was always in control that day. That was a beautiful ride by Danny Mullins, obviously riding on the crest of a wave at the moment. 2 winners for him, Willie, of course, at Warwick on Saturday. And he's obviously going to have plenty of confidence with his horse here to go in again. He went all the way around the outside. He obviously looked for the better ground. And I think by the time they run this race, 3:35, the ground will be churned up and he'll look to apply the same tactics, keep it off the inside, keep it wide, and allow him to sort of do his own thing on the very outside. I've got no problem with this horse staying the trip either. We saw out 2.5 miles, really, no problem the other day. And, of course, he's a former pointer as well, so he's had plenty of opportunities to run over 3 miles in the past. Still think he's well handicapped. He's running in the same grade, and he's a smooth traveller as well, so that's obviously going to help him get through the ground, no problem. So Shanak, even though he's a bit of a short price, I think he's a worthy favourite, and he gets a nap vote there in the 3:35.
Nap vote for Andy then in the 3:35. The 4:10 is the final race on the card. We finish with a mare's bumper over 2 miles. The market this morning headed by She's Otto, who's 3-1. It's 4-1 for Dixie Lee. Peace and Milan is 9-2. 11-1 into 8-1 for Rosin's Delight. 8-1 for New Rule, and 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Well, there's one or two unknown quantities here, Mark, which makes my selection process a little bit more difficult than normal. Obviously, She's Otto is very well fancied by the looks of it from the Mags Mullin stable, and you've got money for the Roy Sheen's Delight as well this morning from the Sean O'Brien yard. But I'm going to stick with the form of Dixie Lee. Certainly think it's the best form coming into this race, and hopefully be good enough to at least give us a run for our money. We can get 4-1 with William Hill about this horse this morning. And I think that Dermot McLaughlin's charge is likely to be there or thereabouts, certainly in the evidence of what we saw the last day at Leopardstown, in a much better race than this. Gertina won that race for the Robert Tyner stable, a chase down Min, the Supreme Novice's favourite the time before. And then you've got two very powerful stables represented by Sumneck from the Mullins Yard and Broken Soul from the Elliott stable in second and third respectively. And Dixie Lee was shaking them up going down to the final furlong, only just to get run out of it in the end and finish just outside the frame. Prior to that, in the first time hood, she'd run well behind Kalanisi King at Tremor. So, you know, given there was a big break between those two races, it was a decent effort on heavy ground with her probably just needing the run as well. She was a 25-1 shot that day. She's certainly nowhere near that big this afternoon. I think, like I say, anything in each way in around about the 4-1 mark should see us there or thereabouts with Dixie Lee in the last.
Dixie Lee in the last then for Andy. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your selections for Fairy House one more time.
Yeah, most of the selections today, I've got Fairy House form recently on heavy ground, so I'm basically playing with a straight bat throughout the card. I'll go with Corona Gold to turn over the favourite in the first race. Witness of Fashion's a tremendous, tremendously reliable horse around this course. I think he's run here 10 times, winner of two, including last time out, and hopefully the hat-trick is certainly within his capabilities in that 115. I'll go with Comrade Tricks as the value selection over the favourite, Astoria in the 150. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet looks a decent each way bet in the 225. In the 3 o'clock, a Trapiole race, so I'm going to go with Exit 7, who ran well over the course and distance here the last day. Best bet in the card is Shanak to defy top weight in the 335. And in the final race, the horse for me that comes in here with the best form in the race is Dixie Lee. 9-4 in the racing post, 4-1 with William Hill this morning. That's got to be a good each way bet.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Fairy House this afternoon.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.